I'm stood in Carlisle train station. I can't remember ever being here, and the internet, or should I say Foursquare, is telling me that I've never been here, but I just might have passed through or stopped and not thought to check in. I couldn't help but check in on this occasion because there was just nobody here. I've now spotted two train spotters right up the very end of the track, and a smattering of rain has just stopped and the sun has come out, and you may be able to hear the rumble of a diesel engine of the only train on any of the six or so platforms here. It's my train, in fact, but it's not leaving for half an hour. Carlisle to Newcastle. And that's where I'm going to be getting off and stopping for a few days. And this is possibly my longest trip ever within the United Kingdom towards a conference, because it all began this morning when I left my village in Cambridgeshire, and due to epic chaos on the trains, found myself crawling into London, going south in order to go north. Loads of stuff was cancelled. Virgin train in the distance right now, heading into the station. Prepare for rumble and noise. And well, it's getting windy actually, so excuse the fluttering of my jacket and probably some wind noise in the mic. So once I got to London, I was just looking at boards, cancel. Used the loo in Euston Station, and there was a bit of a syringe and loads of pornographic graffiti all over the place. And having paid 30 pence, I was wondering what I'm paying 30p for. Actually asked for my money back, which brought a great amount of humour to the eyes and mannerisms of the guy looking after the toilets, who was like, "Oh, you'll be lucky." And obviously, I took it to Twitter and Network Rail or whoever it was running that particular loop. Very vocal in their concern towards my toilet experience. Can you tell I was bored? I was actually heading to Preston, first stop, and a workshop that I was delivering for Andrew and Alison Gow, if you know Alison Gow. Joy of Joys, another good group, and they were very flexible with me, having already suffered epic chaos. This is not a Virgin train, this is a filthy cargo train pulling up in front of me. Ow! Like a thousand cats sliding down a blackboard. And I was probably only there for a couple of hours. In, eat all the lunch, deliver a talk, and from taxi to taxi, straight back to the station. The taxi driver that picked me up at University of Central Lancashire, which is where I was talking, was just a legend. He was like, "What are you doing there then?" I'm like, "Oh, you know, I'm just teaching people how to tell stories on the phones. Oh, I could tell you some stories. Oh my God, I could." And then he proceeded to tell me some stories. I was in such a rush getting to the station, though, I didn't record any of it. I said, "Look, give me your card. Next time I'm in town, I'll get you to give me a lift." Because just a couple, he told me like, "One day I'm picking this guy up at the hospital." Always the hospital is my favourite place to pick people up. Always get the craziest stories. And he's got these two carrier bags, and you're never going to guess what was in them. And I'm like, "Oh God, he's coming out of a hospital. He's got two black bin liners," is the way he explained it. And I said to him, "What are you up to? Are you having a good day?" And he says, "Not really, my best mate's just died." And I was like, "Oh God, I know where this is going. His best mate's going to be in the bin liners or something. I don't know." That wasn't where it was going. He proceeds to tell me, I felt so stupid asking him how his day was that I kind of felt obliged to try and cheer him up. So when he told me what he did for a living and that he looked after penguins, I feigned fascination in penguins. Anyway, 2 hours later, it's the middle of the night, Christmas Eve, and I'm feeding fish out of bin liners to penguins in a closed zoo. And the boss phoned me up and says, "Where are you?" I don't know what to say. I just couldn't. I just didn't want to say, "I know it's Christmas Eve, but I'm standing in a closed zoo in the penguin enclosure feeding them fish." And I was wondering where the dead friend came into it, but it didn't seem to. He then went on, proceeded to tell me another person I picked up from the... He didn't speak exactly like this. I'm just running out of voices today. Another person I picked up from the hospital was a woman, kind of middle-aged woman, and I was like, "Oh, you having a good day?" And she says, "Not really. Yeah, same old, same old." "Oh, really? Yeah, my husband's not very well." And I was like, "Oh no, oh no, not another person with a bad story." "Yeah, they're chopping his leg off tomorrow." And that was it. I just didn't know what to say. And there was a very long kind of silence in the car. And then and then she just came out with, "At least his socks are going to last twice as long." And I was like, I was just drinking coffee at the time. And I spat it all over my windscreen. It was hilarious. But some people just take bad news really well, don't they? And he was one story after another. And I was like, by the time, because it's only like a 5-minute trip, by the time I get my recorder out, we're going to be there. So one of those moments, I'm just going to have to pass it on to you, kind of secondhand. I'm now standing in ever so slightly chillier Carlisle, heading to the Thinking Digital Conference in Newcastle, which is going to be continuing from now until, for me, Friday morning when I head back south. So, full week in Newcastle. There's going to be a lot of audio and possibly even some video heading to various feeds. I've got a blog post I'm hoping to drop onto documentally.com. If you're not subscribed to documentally.com, not that I get any notifications, because Richard Matney looks after my site, so he probably gets the subscription notifications. I have no idea, other than my WordPress stats, if anybody's listening. But if you get a documentally.com/subscribe, that's documentally.com/subscribe. The page is even on the homepage, so you can see it. Click on it and you'll see some kittens being threatened. To stop those kittens coming to any harm, of course, no kittens are being hurt. It was just an old picture that was lying around that is now on there. You can drop your email address in and get it delivered to your inbox. Because not everybody has time now to peruse everything on the feeds. And I blog so rarely, you can be pretty much guaranteed there's going to be something, I hope, of relevance there outside of your normal cake-based tweets. So I'll be blogging about what's in my kit bag, what I have packed in order to hopefully share some stories from the Thinking Digital Conference. And I've got some sexy new technology, which isn't even technically out yet. Audio technology, microphone technology, which I will be hopefully reviewing over the next couple of days. So yeah, all that's going to happen. I've been writing on the train. I've written 1,500 words between this morning and now, just banging stuff out. Whether it's any good, that's for you to decide, I suppose, in the comments. Whatever you're doing, enjoy. If you haven't made it to the Thinking Digital Conference this year, why not? I think it's an absolute bargain at £399. And it's such a good group of people, such a great scene, with a lovely triangle between everybody's crash pads, the venue, and where everybody goes to eat and socialise. And Gateshead is just mighty, mighty fine. It is beautiful. And when the weather's like this, these incredible-looking clouds being swept through the sky, chased by the sunshine, it's, I think we're in for some interesting photography, to say the least. And the sage at Gateshead, this massive carapace, like an alien fallen to sleep. An alien whale. An alien flying whale having landed on the side of the Tyne. Right, that's enough from me. I'm going to take some shelter, probably sit on that rumbling train and lift my feet for the cleaners before we head off in 20 or so minutes. Thanks for listening. Speak to you later. Bye-bye.